Last year in mid-March, the regional director for the Middle East asked our staff to write a track about COVID. Some of our good news clubs could not continue because of the lockdown, and a track could be the avenue to reach many children. We could never have imagined the impact this request would make in our region and around the world. The Greatest Doctor track was originally written in Arabic and then translated into English. This track could be easily produced in small office printers. The artwork was revised by the staff in Sri Lanka, and then the CEF International headquarters edited the text and refined the artwork even further. The track is in its second printing at CEF Press. Over 3 million copies have been printed in 16 languages in the Middle East to this date. You can look at the different languages from the Middle East region in our digital library on the conference site. Some other languages can be viewed on the cefonline.com/COVID-19 site. The Stop the Spread track was written for Save Children to help them deal with fear. This track was also revised by CEF International Headquarters and is available from CEF Press. It has been translated into several languages. India has printed 2.3 million of the 3 million printed in the Middle East. They desire to print 5 million more because of its effectiveness.
It was a timely message when there was fear of death and uncertainty and anxiety spread everywhere. Through this tract, even the older people and parents got to read it. I believe that through this, they were able to know that Jesus is the only God who can save them from their sins. We pray that all those who read the tract will be convicted of their sin by the Holy Spirit and receive Jesus.
I received a call from a man who wanted to talk to me about the gospel tract. He was from a Hindu family. When I met him, he shared with me that before he read the tract, he was scared about the virus. He didn't know about Jesus Christ. He asked, "Please, give me 100 tracts. I want to share this with my tribe, that Jesus is the true Lord who can save us." Tracts were distributed in many countries in various ways. Workers passed them out in churches, good news clubs, party clubs, and door-to-door. Volunteers, CEF staff, pastors, and even children were involved in the distributions. In one country, while passing out tracts, a worker met a child who was mute. The child accepted Jesus as his savior. After that, he left and brought 14 of his friends to the worker. He pointed his finger to the tract that the worker was holding, which meant he wanted the worker to share the gospel with his friends. All 14 of them accepted Jesus Christ as their savior because of that boy. We will only know the true impact of this little tract when we get to heaven. Countless boys and girls, their families, their entire villages have heard the gospel message through the Greatest Doctor in their own languages. These paper missionaries have gone to places an evangelist might never be able to go. Please pray for the children and adults who have heard the gospel message. Pray that they may trust Christ as their personal Savior and have the courage to share about their decision with others. Will you prayerfully consider using the Greatest Doctor in your ministry?